can open your Bibles to John 14. John 14 is where we will be this morning. Let's pray again before we read, please. Father, we thank you for your presence. We thank you that in the person of the Holy Spirit, you are with us personally, intimately, and faithfully, always and everywhere. And yet you said that when we gather together in your name in a special way, Lord Jesus, that you are with us. And we ask now, Lord, I ask now that you make your presence known. Holy Spirit, that you would speak to us, that each of us, Lord, here together, for we are together, whether we're inside these walls or outside the walls, Lord, they don't divide us in the Spirit. And as we are gathered together, let us, as one, encounter Jesus and be fed and encouraged and equipped and enabled as we follow you today and in the days to come. In Christ's name we pray. Amen. I want to read this morning verse 25 through 31 of John chapter 14. This is Jesus speaking with his disciples here at the close of his ministry, just before his betrayal and arrest, which of course led to his crucifixion, burial, and resurrection. Jesus is talking to them and through the disciples, through John in particular, to us. These things I've spoken to you while being present with you. That is, in his bodily flesh. But the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, he will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all things that I have said to you. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, do I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. You've heard me say to you, I am going away and coming back to you. If you loved me, you would rejoice because I said I'm going to the Father, for my Father is greater than I. And now I have said, now I have told you before it comes, that when it does come to pass, you may believe. I will no longer talk much with you, for the ruler of this world is coming, and he has nothing in me. But that the world may know that I love the Father, as the Father gave me commandment, so I do. Arise, let us go from here. We live in a, as I said earlier, very fast-paced, changing world. Things are happening both at home, in our nation, things that we would never have dreamed of not very long back. And then things are happening at almost a mind-numbing speed across the earth. You all know, you all hear the news, you all know what's going on, and it seems like we go from one thing to the next, and the next thing is usually, you know, just so unexpected compared to the last. But it's not a time for hopelessness. It's not a time for fear. It's not a time for anxiety. We get a lot of shocks, it seems, surprises, things that we didn't expect. Kind of like the boy that said, my dad came home from work the other day and found me in front of a roaring fire. And he got really mad because we don't have a fireplace. It's kind of the world we live in. You don't know what you wake up to next. And Jesus lived and came and walked into this world with tremendous difficulties going on for his people, the Jews. And he called out of them his 12 and the others who became his disciples. For 3 years he taught them of himself. He taught them of God. He caused them to understand and to know and to recognize the Father's heart. He didn't give them a fairy tale. He didn't tell them that everything was going to be rosy and wonderful. To the contrary, he has told them repeatedly that he is going to be betrayed, arrested, handed over to the Gentiles, crucified, and buried. But he always told them, even as he did here, I'm going away and coming back to you. He wants us to rest assured that he has not forsaken us. He is not unaware. He has not been removed from the throne. There is a ruler in this world. He makes reference to him. Of course, he's talking about Satan. But Satan is called the ruler of this world. And he doesn't mean, God, Christ didn't mean by that, that Satan runs the show down here. When he uses the word, he's talking about a system. Actually, the word cosmos, it means the spirit of, the intention of, the way of the world, of fallen humanity. And he understands it very well because he's the one who had a major part in initiating it. God could have kept the devil out of the Garden of Eden. He could have kept there from being any temptation. But a love that has no choice involved in it isn't much of a love. So God has chosen to give us the freedom of choice. He's given us a free will. That's why we live in a world that has so much go on that seems like God's not paying attention or like he's not in control. But he is. None of it takes him by surprise. He is on the throne. It did not take him by surprise that Christ would face what he faced and that he would be crucified by sinful men. That's exactly what he sent him for. And Jesus tells his disciples, I'm going away, but I'm not leaving you, he says in another place, orphans. For the Holy Spirit, the Helper, the Father, will send in my name. And then he promises to them, he says, peace I leave with you. Jesus was going away in the flesh. That is, his body ascended. He ascended. And then, as you know, he poured out. He, the Father, poured out the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit came on the church some 40 days later at Pentecost. And if you read this in context in 13, 14, 15, and 16, he makes it clear that he and the Father and the Holy Spirit are one, and it's in that way that he has come back and is with us. A precursor to the day he will come back in the eastern sky, in his bodily, visible, recognizable form. My peace, he says, I give to you. Not as the world gives, I give to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We've seen this past week as men with free wills have made choices that have set at least part of our world at war again. As the Russians have invaded the Ukraine, and we hear all that we hear about why they have and why they did and why they did it now, and much of it being the result of weakness or such things in our nation and our nation's leadership. There is much to pray about. There is much that's not at peace. As we talked a while back, and I encourage you to pray as the Supreme Court has considered a case concerning abortion that could actually bring an end to Roe versus Wade. It could be overturned, and that certainly is our prayer that it will be. And yet there's a lot in our government, many people who do not want that to happen and who are actually taking steps now in, have taken it in the House of Representatives and now considering in the Senate to try and pass a law that would make abortion the law of the land, not just legalized by the Supreme Court's decision in the past. Now, there is all of that going on, and what we have so much there to pray for, to be prayer about. And yet, with things escalating like they have in Eastern Europe, as I was talking with LS the other day, you know, there's when there's not fear of reprisal, when there's not fear of judgment, if you want to call it that, there is often much more reckless evil choices. And whenever there's not that concern about having to face the consequences, some people make a lot worse decisions, if you want to call it that. And because of that condition being present in our world now, we need to pray for Israel, because there is an enemy who's very willing and has been held back, I think, to a degree because of their fear of reprisal, who could now be encouraged to take out their hatred upon the Jews. And I suppose you would know also, but for a long time China has wanted to take over Taiwan, the nation, little tiny nation of Taiwan, and have not done so because, I'm sure, to some degree, because of the fear of the reprisals, the fear of what the results would be upon their nation. And now, too, they may be emboldened. And these things can have far-reaching effects on our world. 70%, as I understand it, 70 to 80% of the electronics in the world, I mean, like all the little boards that go in all the stuff we use, your car controls and all the little electronic boards, as far as I understand, some 70, 80% of them come out of Taiwan. And as far as I have understood, the leaders of Taiwan have told China that if you invade, we'll burn all the factories to the ground. So what I'm saying is that these actions, these choices, these free will choices of men in the world and women, leaders in places where they are not subject and submitted to or trusting in Jesus Christ, where they people who do not love God and are making evil choices surround us. And they can have far-reaching effects in the world, just as things had in Jesus' day. Some 40 years, I believe it was, later, Jerusalem was razed. In other words, it was taken down to the ground by an enemy. But the church thrived because the church had the Holy Spirit. The church had the promise of Christ. The church had what he had given. And when they took Jerusalem to the ground, they didn't stop the church. Now, how I know that? Here we sit. Here we are. Still today. Everything that the enemy, everything that the devil, and everything that people who are not submitted to God and who are living and following this ruler of this world have come up with for 1,000, 2,000 years now since Christ, everything they've come up with has not stopped the church. It has not and will not stop the kingdom of God. And the people of God will go on because the people of God are not defined by a building or by a sign or by a name on a sign. They're defined by the person in whom they trust, by the Spirit that lives in them. And because that Spirit is eternal, that eternal Holy Spirit is and will be our life now and through whatever comes. Peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. Not as the world gives, give I to you. Let not your heart be troubled, neither let it be afraid. We have a choice. We always do. He says, let not. That's a choice. Your heart be troubled. Neither let it. That's a choice. He said, well, sometimes fear just rises. Sometimes we all face fear. Sometimes we're afraid. Well, guess what? The disciples did too. What happened after the crucifixion and the burial of Christ when it talked about the disciples getting together? It says what? They met together behind closed doors for fear of the Jews. But it didn't stop God, because 40 days later, Pentecost took place. The Holy Spirit was poured out. And that Spirit, the Holy Spirit, the one Jesus said was the helper, emboldened and empowered them. And when that took place, Peter wasn't hiding behind a door. He stood up, apparently on a balcony or something, and spoke clearly and with courage the gospel message. The truth that Jesus Christ, whom God had sent, whom they had crucified, God had raised from the dead and made both Lord and Christ. He said, I'm going away. We don't see him. We live by faith, not by sight. We don't see the physical body of a Jewish man named Jesus Christ who walked the earth some 2,000 years ago. But we believe. And because of our experience of him through believing, though we do not see him, we are comforted and strengthened and blessed and assured. And we bank on what he promised. He said, I'm going away and coming back to you. And I want to just encourage us this morning that whatever is taking place in our world, whatever stage we are in history, because only the Father knows. Jesus told his disciples, no one knows the day and hour, not even the angels, but the Father. But he has promised us, his church, in his faithfulness, that he will come and receive us to himself. And there will be a day, I believe, a day before the Antichrist, a day before his power takes over the earth. There'll be a day when the church is raptured, when the church is removed with the Holy Spirit. In fact, he says that man of evil can't be, the scripture Paul said, can't be revealed until he which restrains is removed from the earth. That is a reference to the Holy Spirit. But the Holy Spirit can't be removed without the church going with him, because God, Jesus promised that he would give us the Holy Spirit and he would be with us, that is the church, forever. So whatever takes place, whatever we see, whatever goes on around us, the days, the weeks, the months, the years to come, remember that Jesus said he left something with us through the Holy Spirit. That something is his peace. My peace I leave with you. My peace I give to you. So in all of this, we pray, we trust, we believe, we stand. We trust that God is, and I believe he is going to save America. I pray for the people suffering even in this war now. Pray that God has mercy on them, that it ends quickly. I pray for the end of abortion in our nation, among other things. But in the midst of all of it, I pray from a place of peace, a place that Christ has given to us, left with us through his Spirit, because he's faithful. So much of the world seems like it's gone completely crazy. Like about two cows I read about. And one of them said to the other one, have you heard about the mad cow disease going around? The other one said, yeah, I sure have. That's why I'm so glad I'm a penguin. Whatever takes place and whatever is going on, remember, hold on to, stand in what Christ declared he left with us and gave to us.